Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Chaf Beis. We left off on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph on Beis Hayi. It's a Da Adarta LeBarta, three lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, Nisham Shem Naliyah. It's also sponsored by Richard Lipchinsky as a zuchus for his mother's neshama, Miriam Bas Ravi Cheskel, his yahrzeit is Shabbos, Chafei Mar Cheshvan, and for Rufus Shlema from Menachem Mendel, Ben Devorele, B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to continue to discuss is whether Charata or Pesach is a good way to get rid of a neder. Being Matir a neder can only be done through Charata or even through a Pesach as well. And then the Gemara is going to discuss four different teachings about the severity of Nedarim, and those teachings cannot be used as a Pesach. And the reason they cannot be used as a Pesach is that we're afraid that even if a person says, oh, I never would have taken the Neder had I known how severe Nedarim are, he might just be saying that because he's embarrassed to say otherwise. Because saying otherwise, saying that, yeah, I knew how severe it was, or even if I did know how severe it was, I would have taken a Neder, is like saying that I don't really care so much about the severity of Nedarim, which is very embarrassing to say. So that is not a valid Pesach because we can't trust it as a Pesach. The Gemara talks about how someone who takes a neder is considered a Rasha to a certain degree, and then we're going to have five teachings about how terrible the Midah of Ka'as is. So that's going to bring us into Amud Beis, about the Midah of Ka'as, and then the Gemara, midway through Amud Beis, is going to start telling stories of finding a Pesach for a neder. So we're going to have the first two stories in today's daf, and a couple of more stories in tomorrow's daf about finding a Pesach for a neder, where they had difficulty finding a Pesach, and how they ultimately settled on a particular Pesach for a neder. So let's begin again. Three lines from the bottom of the page on daf chaf aleph am beis. Hayi itzada darta labarta. There was a woman that was madir her daughter, that her daughter could not get hanah from her, and then the woman had charata. She wanted to be madir the neder. So asaylik amid Rabbi Yochanan. She came to Rabbi Yochanan to find the Pesach that if she would have known, she would not have been noder. So amar la, Rabbi Yochanan asked her, if you would have known that your neighbors would be saying about your daughter, then if her mother didn't see some really not nice things about the daughter that would make her worthy of abandonment, there's no way the mother would have abandoned her and taken such a neder against her. If you would have known that people would say that about your daughter, that if you took a neder against her, she must be an awful person, so would you have taken such a neder? So she said, no, I never would have taken a neder. I didn't think about what people are going to be talking about my daughter. So Visharya, so Rabbi Yochanan was matir the neder based on that alone. So the Miri and the Shidduch Betzes point out that you see from Rabbi Yochanan that we're not Pesach b'charata, we're only Pesach with a Pesach. Over here it was a Pesach. If she would have known that her neighbors would be Motzi Shemra on the daughter, she wouldn't have taken an Eder. So that's the purpose, that's the point of this story, that they dafka needed a Pesach. Charata alone is not good enough. Bar Barti Rabbiani Saba, another story, the grandson of Rabbiani Saba, the Asal Kamed Rabbi Yane Saba, came to his maternal grandfather, Rabbi Yane Saba, and he had a neder that he wanted to be matir. So Rabbi Yane asked his grandson, if you would have known that when you take a neder up in Shemayim, they open up their notebook, and they take a more careful look at all of your actions, would you take a neder, knowing that that's going to bring about a special din in Shemayim? He said, I never would have taken a neder had I known that. And they were matir the neder. The grandfather was matir the neder based on that information alone. What's this business about opening up the notebook up in Shemayim? So when a person takes a neder, the Ran explains, he's showing that he's a big chassid, because he's not only doing so great with the 613 mitzvahs Hashem gave him, that he's going to add more restrictions, and he's ready for more. So they open up the notebooks up in Shemayim and say, is he really such a chassid? Is he really as great as he is acting like? The Rush writes that a little differently, that since he's doing the wrong wrong thing by taking a neder, they open up the notebooks in Shemayim to be medaktik b'masav, because he's marshia, he's doing something not right. The Torah quotes two perushim in the Yerushalmi, whether they open the notebook dafka when he takes the neder or only after he delays in being mekayim the neder. Meaning, is the neder itself the problem that causes them to open up the notebook, or only as the neder drags on? So the Ritz is quoting the Shittim Betz, the third possibility, that the person, it doesn't mean a notebook up in Shemayim. The person had taken a neder not to retire, not to be involved in his business dealings anymore. So they had to open up his books. Someone else had to take care of his business. So they had to open up his books to look at his business. And now he's like, I don't want, that's private information. I'm not so interested in the fact that everyone's going through my books. And that's what the Pesach was to this neder. Now, it is a little bit funny. The Marsha points out there is a Mishnah in the third parak of Avos that says, HaPinkas Pasuach VaYad Koseves, that up in Shemayim, the notebook's always open, and they're always writing in the notebook, the notebook's always there. So what does it mean that when you take a neder, they open up the notebooks? There are always notebooks open up in Shemayim. So Marsha says that over there it's talking about those who have already sinned. It says that HaKol Nosun B'Ravon, but those who had not yet sinned, the reason for the opening up of the Pinkas is through taking the neder. So that Mishnah is not talking about everybody always. It's talking about when the person is already a sinner. Now we're qualifying what is a sinner, that even just taking the darim is enough of a sin to motivate them up in Shemayim to open up the notebook. So at the end of the day, from all the stories the Gemara quoted, you see that Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Lazar hold that we're poseach b'charata, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yane hold that charata is not good enough, that you need an actual Pesach, and not enough. It's not enough to have charata. So that's why we started this these four maises with the simin of Asi, Elazar, Yochanan, Yanai. Those are the four people about who we spoke about, whether they're Pesach b'charata or they insisted on a Pesach. Two of them were Pesach b'charata, and two of them insisted on a Pesach. Amar Rabbi Abba Mikra, what's the pasuk that teaches us that they open up the notebooks up in Shemayim when a person takes a neder? Because the pasuk says va'achar nedarim levaker, that after a person takes a neder, they do some examination. So the examination is of a person's actions. So now the Gemara points out four different teachings about the severity of nedarim that cannot be used as a Pesach, where we cannot say to a person, oh, had you known about this teaching about how severe a neder is, would you have taken the neder? It's not going to be a valid Pesach. First is the one we just said, that opening up the notebooks in Shemayim, Rabbi Yana used that as a Pesach. We would never use that as a Pesach, because if a person would say to us, oh, I never would have taken the neder had I known that they open up the notebooks in Shemayim, we suspect that he would have taken the neder. He's just embarrassed to tell us that he would have taken the neder, because it makes it look like he doesn't take nedarim seriously, he doesn't take the din in Shemayim seriously, so he's just embarrassed to say it, but we think he really would have taken the neder. A second thing that we're not poseach with, v'lo paschinan b'hada achronaisa, that there's another thing that we're not poseach with. Damar Abbar b'chanam Rabbi Yochanan, my pasach le Rabbi Gamliel hu saba. What did Rabbi Gamliel use as a pesach when Ahu saba came to be matir his neder? So Rabbi Gamliel darshan the pasuk, yesh bota kimad keros cherev ulushon chachamim merape. So what do we learn from there? Kala bota, anyone who's bota, mevate b'sfasayim, who takes a neder, is ra'ui l'dok Rabbi Cherev, is deserved of being stabbed with swords, because we're choshesh that maybe he's not going to be mekayim the neder. Ella l'shon chacham merape. So what should he do? The only way to fix it is to go to a chacham, and the chacham will be the cure, because he'll be matir the neder. So we don't assume that if a person says, had I known that, I wouldn't have taken the neder, that he's telling the truth. He just doesn't want to appear like a person who's being mezalzel in very serious averos. But we can't trust that he really would not have taken the neder, even if he says that he would have not have taken the neder under such circumstances. Now this pasuk is that Rabbi Gamliel is darshaning over here about nedarim. The pashup shot of the pasuk is not about nedarim at all. Rashi on the pasuk says that there are some people that through their words they cause all sorts of fights among other people, and it leads to shvichas damim, because words matter, and people act out with violence based on what they hear about
about other people, but Lashon Chacham Merape, the Lashon Chachamim is what's maybe Shalom. The way Chacham talks always brings Shalom between different people. The Ralbag explains that the Pasuk was talking about someone who's Mevate Bisfasayim, who says words that are hurtful and harm other people. Lashon Hara Motzi Shemra, meaning it's not saying that the words lead to actual physical harm, but the words themselves are harmful. That Lashon Hara and Motzi Shemra, but Lashon Chachamim is a Merape, that the Lashon Chachamim will cause people to do tshuva and not to speak that way anymore. So those are two pashupshat interpretations of the pasuk that have nothing to do with Nedarim. It just has to do with how careful a person has to be about their words and about how we speak about other people. A third thing not to be pasach with, we also don't use the pasach as a pasach the following teaching. Titanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, hanoder ki'ilu bana bama, that a person takes a neder, that's as if he built a bama at a time of Isra bama. So that's critical, because sometimes it was mutter to build it at a time of Isra bama. So even taking the neder alone is like building a bama. V'makaymo, and a person who's makayim the neder, meaning he doesn't try to undo the neder, doesn't go to a chacham to be shoel on the neder, kilu makrav lof karban. It's as if he brought a karban on the bama, which is an additional iser of shchut echut. That's what the Miri points out, that that's dafka by nidre iser. But if it's nidre hagdish, then he's supposed to be makayim the neder. Nidre iser, you're not supposed to be makayim the neder. So dafka by nidre iser, we say it's kilu we use makrav a karban. So we're not supposed to use that as a pesach. Bereisha paschinan b'seifa abayom paschinan v'ravam lo paschinan. In the first half of the sentence that of noder kilu banabama, that we could use as a pesach. We could say to the guy, look, had you known that taking a neder alone is as if you built a bama, which is not the most serious iser, would you have taken that neder? So if he says he wouldn't have, so then that's a valid pesach. But to say that and being mekayim that neder is kilu banabama, had you known that, would you have taken the neder? So that's a machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether you use it as a Pesach. And Rava says you cannot use it as a Pesach, because we're choshesh, that the person is saying, oh, I wouldn't have taken the neder, but he's only saying that because he doesn't want to make it appear as if he doesn't take the very severe issur of shchut echutz seriously. But we believe that he really would have taken the neder. Rav Kana masin l'lashmaita badin lishna. Rav Kana taught that machlokas Abaye and Rava the way we just taught it. But Rav Tavyomi masni hachi. Rav Tavyomi had a different version of that machlokas, and that is that b'seifa lo paschinan, that when it comes to the teaching of kolam akayim is ki'ilu makrav lof karban, everyone holds that cannot be used as a pesach. Where choshesh, the guy is lying and he really would have taken the neder. But b'reisha, the machlokas is about the reisha, it's called a noder kilu banabama. So abayi amar paschinan, rav amar lo paschinan. Even that Rava holds you're not allowed to use as a pesach. So in this second version of the machlokas abayi Rava, Rava holds neither the reisha nor the seifa can be used as a pesach. In the first version of the machlokas abayi Rava, Rava held that the seifa cannot be used as a pesach, but the reisha may be used as a pesach. Sadly, paskin v'hilchas. Now, normally, whenever you have machlokas abayi and Rava, the halach is always like Rava, except for Yal Kigam. This is not one of the Yal Kigam, and therefore it's obvious that we're going to pass on like Rava. So why do I need a Vehilchasa over here? So very clearly I need the Vehilchasa just to tell me which Lashon of Rava I'm following. Because only in the second Lashon of Rava does it say that you don't use a Pesach, that you use neither part as a Pesach. Neither the part that Nodu Kilu Banabama, nor the part that Amakaimo Kilu Hikrav Alav Karban. So that's why I need the Vehilchasa over here to tell me that we pass on like the second version of Rava, and not the first version of Rava. So clearly you're not allowed to use these things as a Pesach. Now in the Tosfos Yeshanim he says, and what if we didn't use it as a Pesach? The guy himself used it. He came up with the Pesach, and he said, you know, had I realized, we didn't bring up the topic that it's Hanodah Kilubon Obama, and he brought it up. He said, I just heard that if you're Mekayim and Neder, it's Kilu, you're Makar of a Karban on Obama. I never would have taken a Neder. So can we then be Matar the Neder based on that Pesach? So Tosfos Yeshanim says he's not sure, because if the whole Svarah not to be Matar Neder based on these teachings is that we're afraid he's just embarrassed, and that's why he's saying it. Well, he's only embarrassed if we ask him about it. If we don't ask him about it, then he's self-motivated to bring it up. He's not just saying it out of embarrassment. And in fact, the Taz in Yaradeya and Simon Reish Chav Ches, Sifkat and Yudal, it says that if the Noder on his own uses any of these things as a Pesach, then we could be matir. It's Dafka the Chacham cannot be Pesach with any of these things, because we have to be Choshish, who's going to be embarrassed to say that he's not worried about these Averos Chamuros, and that these Averos Chamuros don't bother him. But to bring it up on his own, that's something that we do have to take seriously. So then a fourth thing that we don't use as a Pesach. V'lo paskin b'hanami d'Shmuel. We also don't use as a Pesach that which Shmuel taught us. Tamar Shmuel, avu b'shemekaimo nikur Rasha. Even if a person fulfills the neder, he's considered to be a Rasha. So if we ask him, would you have been noder had you known that you're a Rasha regardless, even if you're mekaim the neder? So he's going to be embarrassed to say, yeah, I don't care about being a Rasha. I don't care that I'm nikur Rasha. So he's going to say that he would not have taken the neder, but he doesn't mean it. He would have taken the neder. So the Gemara explains, how do I know that anyone who's mekayim a neder is called a rasha? So Amar Rabbi Avoh, Mikra, what's the pasuk that we learn that even someone who's mekayim a neder is called a rasha? Because the pasuk says v'chisechta lindar lo yeh b'chachet. So you see that someone who refrains from taking a neder doesn't have an avera. So the implication is someone who doesn't refrain from taking a neder does have a chet. So from that pasuk, we learn from the Lashon of Chadala, V'yalav Chadala Chadala, and we learn in Gezer Shava, the Lashon Chadala, that we find by a Noder, that the Noder is not only that he has Chet, but he's called a Rasha. Because Ksiv Hach, it says in this pasuk, V'chisech Dal Lindor, U'ksiv Hasman, it says in Sefer Eov, Sham Rasha'im Chadlu Rogaz. So that the Lashon Chadala is used in the context of Rasha'im, it's Rasha'im Chadlu. So you see, the Lashon Chadala is used about Rasha'im. So someone who does not refrain from taking a neder has a chait, and not only a chait, but it's more than just that he did an avera, he's a rasha. So you see that he's nikra rasha. So the Gemara brings a raya from Mishnah that someone who's mekayim a neder is called a rasha. Amrav Yosef, I'll bring you a raya. Afana nami tanina. We have a Mishnah back on Daf Test that told us as follows. Kinidrik sherim lo amar klum. If a person says that I'm taking a neder like nidrik sherim, we assume there's no neder at all. Kinidre Rishayim, Nadar bin Nazir, Bukarbin Bishwa. But if he says Kinidre Rishayim, then the Neder is going to be Chal, because it's the Derech of Rishayim to take Nadarim. So that was in the Sugyas of Yados Nadarim, that if a Nazir was walking in front of him and he says Kinidre Rishayim Hareini, so then he's a Nazir, because it's as if he's saying that Hareini Kamahu, that I'm going to be like that person. And the same is true of a carbon. If there was a Behema in front of him and he says Kinidre Rishayim Alai, he has to bring that Behema for a carbon. But if there was a kikar of lechem in front of him and he says kenidrei rishayim heimenu shlo ochel, so it's as if he took a shavua that he's not going to eat that kikar. And the neder and the nazirus, the shavua, all of these things are chal because it is the derech of rishayim to take shavuos and nedarim and nazirus. But if he says kenidrei ksherim areini, or kenidrei ksherim alai, or kenidrei ksherim heimenu shlo ochel, there's no nazirus, there's no neder, there's no shavua, because ksherim don't do that. Ksherim don't take a neder, they don't take a Shua. They don't take Nazirus. So here's a raya from the Mishnah that it's only Rishayim who do these things. So now the Gemara is going to give us different teachings about how terrible the Midah of Kas is. Amar Rav Shobar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason, Kol HaKoes, Kol Mina Gehenim Sholtem Bo. Anyone who gets angry, all sorts of Gehenim are sholet over him, because the kas brings him to be kofar be'ikr, and then he's going to be, and if a person's kofar be'ikr, he's going to be punished with everything. That's what the Gemara Masech HaShabbos tells us in Daf Kufay Amud Beis, that I'm a shaber kelev b'chamaso yibeinecha kovid avod schavim, that if a person goes around breaking things out of anger, he just gets angry all the time, he just breaks things, you should view him as an ovid avod zara, because that's how the Yetzer Hara works. That today the Yetzer Hara tells him do this, and the next day he's going to tell him do something else, until he ultimately gets to the point where the Yetzer is telling him to be Ovid Avod Zara, and he's going to do that. So since he gets to Kfira, so Mimela it's going to be called Minaganim Sholtem Bo. That's what the Ran points out, that it's not that the Kas itself is called Minaganim Sholtem Bo, it's that the Kas is the beginning of the Yetzer Hara that ultimately leads one to Avod Zara, leads one to be Kofar Be'ikr, and once a person does Avod Zara and is Kofar Be'ikr, then Kol Minaganim Sholtem Bo. The Rush gives a different interpretation. He says that the kas is actually kasha legufo, as if he was already being suffering from all the pranas of Gehenim, meaning it's unhealthy, that a person who is getting angry all the time, his life is a living Gehenim. It's not about that he's going to go to Gehenim, that he's going to have Gehenim. He's already putting himself in Gehenim through the kas that he's having. The Marsha says a little differently. He says, kol mine Gehenim means that all types of fire of Gehenim are burning in the person who's kaves, because the kas is mitoldas esh. Kas comes from a very fiery type of a personality, and therefore there's all types of esh. It's not just Gehenim Sholtenbo, it's called mine Gehenim Sholtenbo, that the kas is coming from the esh that's within a person. So that's one terrible thing about kas, that a person has kas kol mine Gehenim Sholtenbo shenem. Or how do I know that? Because the pasuk says in Koheles, vaser kas mili becha, that you should remove the kas from your heart, va'aver ra'a mi b'sarecha, and you should remove the ra'a from your basar. Ve'in ra'a el gehenim, and ra'a is gehenim, meaning by taking the kas out of your heart, you will be successful in being mavir the ra'a mi b'sarecha, in getting rid of the gehenim from burning up your flesh. Shenemar kol pol Hashem l'maneu v'gam rasha liyom ra'a, that everything Hashem creates is in order that he should be praised with it, and in even the Rasha Hashem created for his own shevach, that when the Rasha gets punished on the Yom Ra'a in Gehenim, Hashem is going to be praised. So you see that Yom Ra'a means Gehenim, that Ra'a means Gehenim. So that's why I know when the pasuk says Va'aver Ra'a mi b'sarecha, it means that you'll get rid of Gehenim. How do you get rid of Gehenim? By v'hasar kas mi libecha, by removing kas from one's heart. A second teaching about kas, v'lo odel shatachtoni yosholtosbo, a person's stomach isn't get all messed up if he's always getting angry. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'nasna Hashem l'cha sham lev ragaz v'kilyon einayim v'davo nafesh ezu davar shemechalas einayim umadav esenefesh haviyomer hele tachtoni yos. It's dafka stomach issues that cause all these ailments, that cause a person to his eyes to go bad, because or kilyon einayim means that you're waiting and waiting looking for refuah and you're not finding refuah easily. Davo nefesh is also a certain depression that things aren't getting any better, and that's all because of a lev ragos. That's all because a person has a sense of kas. Ula b'maskelar di Yisrael, the Gemara tells a Maisa, that when Ula was going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Islavili tre b'nei chozi ba'adei, there were two Jews from Machuza that were traveling with him. Kom chad shachte l'chavre, one of them got so angry at the other one that he murdered him, he shachted him. So Ula, the rotzeach, turns to Ula, he says, Yos Avdi, wasn't that guy annoying? Aren't you glad I got rid of him? So Amalei, in. He says, yeah, good job. Now we won't have to deal with him asking, are we there yet, or whatever. So parlay beis hashchita. So you should do more. You should rip open the beis hashchita where you shachted him. You should tear it open even more, and then he'll die more quickly. Kiyosel kamed Rabbi Yochanan, when Ula came to Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, he told him about this unusual experience that he had traveling to Eretz Yisrael. So you think your LL flight was bad, right? Meaning he had this difficult experience traveling to Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei, so Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan, Dilma chas v'shalom achziki de over avera. Maybe I did the wrong thing by telling him to be parea beis hashchita, because maybe I was mechazik yidei over avera. So what does that mean, mechazik yidei over avera? So two interpretations in Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim say that he actually caused him to do more of an avera, that by telling him to be parei beis hashchita, he's mimar misaso, he causes the guy to die more quickly, and you're not supposed to encourage someone to do another aveira. He encouraged him to do a new aveira. Bad enough that he killed him and that the guy was going to die in 5 minutes. Now he made the guy die on the spot by being... But I thought the more simple interpretation was that mechazik yidei over aveira means just to, it's chanifa, that you're going to tell an over aveira that good job, yeah, it's you know, that's not proper to tell an over aveira. I had a shayla recently, maybe we'll discuss in Shabbos exactly what the shayla was, but it was about a particular over aveira, and I asked a big posek, you know, how a person should handle the situation, and he said the way they should handle the situation is they should say to the person, I respect your decisions, I would like you to respect my decisions. I said, you're allowed to tell the person who's Novar Aveira, I respect your decisions? He said, no, you're right, you're not allowed to tell them that. That's Hanifa. You're not allowed to say so you're not supposed to tell the person who doesn't have Aveira that I respect what you're doing, I think it's wonderful, or whatever. You're not allowed to be Mechazik Yidei Over Aveira. So Amleis, Rabbi Yochanan said to Ula, You don't have to be choshish for this. Nafsha chitzalta, that you saved your own life. Meaning, you're not supposed to do chanufa, you're not supposed to flatter an over avera. But, you know, he would have killed you otherwise. So you just saw him murder someone in cold blood. So you get on his good side, whatever it takes. So Katama Rabbi Yochanan was amazed by this maisa that he heard from Ula. He says, I don't understand how this could have happened. Michti ksiv, pasuk says, V'nasan Hashem l'cha sham lev ragoz, b'bavel ksiv, that Hashem gives a person a sense of anger. That's only in Bavel that people get so angry. How could this guy, this Ben Machu, was ready in Eretz Yisrael. How could he have gotten so angry that he got to the point that he killed the other fellow? That's how the Ra and the Rosh and the Mefarish understand. The Achronim asked the Kasha that there's a Mishnah in Sota Daf Mem Zayin that says Misharabu Haratzchanim Batla Egla Arufa, that when there were too many Rotzchim in Eretz Yisrael, they stopped with Egla Arufa. The Egla Arufa became Batal. So it sounds like there were plenty of Rotzchim in Eretz Yisrael. It's not that there are zero murders in Eretz Yisrael. What's the Pella that there are murders in Eretz Yisrael? But anyway, that's what he was. He was in Mispali. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't understand. So Ula said, "Yivtaka right? Who shaita at that time of the Ritzicha? Lo avrinan Yarden. We had not yet passed the Yarden, so we were still on the other side of the Yarden, which is the eastern side of the Yarden is not Niskadesh for bringing the Korban Omer and for other." The Ran points out for other certain kedushos. So since it doesn't have full kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that must be why the person was able to have such kas. Had it had full kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the person Nei Nechinami would not have gotten to a point of such kas. So the Keren Ora raises the question: What? What mixtas kedushos are we talking about? That the Ran says that there are certain mixtas kedushos that Eivir Yarden does not have kedusha for. So the Stipler Masechah Shvius explains the Ran that Eivir Yarden has a din of Eretz Yisrael as far as trumos and maestros and leket shechopeya and klayim and bikurim and ari miklat, but legabe havasa omer. Erla, Nige Batim, about Tsaras and the house, Shvius, and all those things as a din of Chutz La'aretz, because those four mitzvos, it says, Ki Savo El Aretz, and we darsh in the Sifri, Ha'aretz is Hamiuchedas, that Eretz Yisrael, that's Me'ever Yarden Ma'arava, that's on the western side of the Yarden. So whenever it says, Ki Savo El Ha'aretz, when you get to Ha'aretz, so whenever you have that in the Parsha, that always indicates that it's got to be on the western side of the Yarden. On the eastern side of the Yarden, you don't have that. The Rush raises a question. This story with Ula and these fellows that were traveling with him to Eretz Yisrael, the Rush writes that the reason Ula encouraged him was he was afraid to get killed. So the Achronim raised the question but it's also to be Makariv the Ran and the Rush both point out that he told him to rip open the Beis HaShechita so that he would die more quickly. So the Achronim were all bothered. What do you mean so that he would die more quickly? Not let it be Makariv Misaso Shel Goseis. A person is dying. Halacha is a person is Goseis. You're not even allowed to touch him once he's a Goseis. Why? Because that might be Makariv Misaso. It's like the Gemara compares him, we pass on Shulchan Aruch like a flickering ner, that you touch the ner and it could be that puts out the ner. So the Nishmas Adam is a ner. You touch it, it could be put it out, and that's terrible. That's considered like akin to murder. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Micha Shlomo says that the guy was perhaps even not just a treifa, he was more than a treifa. He was like a nevelim of farcheses. And then you're allowed to be makariv misaso because he's suffering from terrible, terrible yisurim. So that's a very tricky question. At what point do you say that the yisurim are so terrible that you could be makariv misaso through certain means? Certainly not allowed to kill a person, so you can't be makariv misaso that way. So can you be makariv misaso other ways? We already discussed davening that a person should die. Can you withhold certain treatments? So those are very tricky questions that come up at end of life situations. So now the Gemara brings another story relating to how terrible kas is. When a person gets angry, he doesn't even count. He doesn't even consider the Shechina as being worth anything. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Rasha kigova apo. The Rasha, when his anger gets strong, bal yidrosh ein elukim kol mizimosav. He's not looking for Hashem. All of his machshavos are that there is no God in the world that's going to pay him back for his averos. So Rabbi Yirmiya, he thinks that Hashem's not looking at anything that he's doing. Rabbi Yirmiya midifti amara, fourth teaching about kas mishakech talmudo umosif tipshus. Person gets angry, causes him to forget his learning, and he becomes more foolish. Shneamar ki kas b'chek silim yanuach, that someone who's koes is a fool that doesn't know what he learned. Uksiv, and it says about a fool, uksil yifros yivelas, that the ksil is megala his foolishness to everyone. So a person who's koes is someone who's always adding more foolishness, more stupidity. The Rush says that the ksil only has his kas. That's all he's left with. That his learning is all going to be gone. So Rav Shlomo Kluger raises the question, the Nidre's reason, why does Rabbi Yirmiyah not bring a raya from the Torah that he's mishakech? He's bringing a raya from a pasuk in Koheles. Very nice. But the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Vav tells us that anyone who's koes, that if a person gets angry, even if he was a chacham, the chachma leaves him. How do I know that? Pasuk Bamidbar Paraklam and Aleph. Vayiksov Moshe al pikudei achayil. Moshe got angry, and then afterwards it says a few pesukim later, Vayomer el Ozar Hakohen el Anshei Hatzava Habam leMelchama Zos Chukas HaTorah Shetziva Hashem as Moshe. El Ozar Hakohen had to teach the laws because Moshe Rabbeinu apparently forgot it. It was Nesalmi Menu Alacha because he was Koes. So why would you bring a raya from Pasuk and Koheles? Ask Rav Shlomo Kluger. The Gemara in Pesachim is a raya from the Torah itself. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, you only see from the Torah itself that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha lefi sha'a, but not that he would forget a halacha permanently. From the Pasuk and Koheles, you see that he becomes a total fool. He's left with nothing. So it's more of a permanent loss of the halacha. And then a fifth and final teaching about kas, Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar biyadua, shavnosam Ruben Mizuch Yosef. If a person is koes, you know that he has more averos than he has zuchuyos, because zuchuyos are mitzad di yetzer tov, kas is mitzad di yetzer hara, and if he had more zuchuyos or lekala pachos, the same amount of zuchuyos, he would not have gotten to the point of kas. Shenemar ubal chema rav pesha. Amravad Rabbi Chanina il mali chatu Yisrael lo nitin lahem el chamishchum shitar v'sefer Yeshua b'lvad. Had the Jewish people not sinned all the time, then we only would have needed chamishchum shitara and sefer Yeshua. All the other neviim were only given to us because we needed Musar, because we kept on doing averos. Had we never done averos, we only would have needed sefer Yeshua. Why sefer Yeshua? She'erka shel Eretz Yisraelu, because over there we discover the boundaries, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the nachlos, which shevet gets which parts of Eretz. So that's why it was really, really important. The Mitzvah Eisan says that the Orcha V'Rachba Shel Eretz Yisrael is important because the Gemara Makos says that when you're setting up the Arei Miklat, they have to be Mishulashin. They have to be equidistant from each other based and equidistant from the borders. So you need to know exactly where the borders are to know where to set up the Arei Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. So my time, how do I know that all these Nevi'im are only because we sinned? So Pasuk says, Kibarov Chachma Rav Kas, with a more Divrei Chachma, meaning more Divrei Nevi'im, you see that there was more Kas, that there was more anger, and that's why we sinned more, and that's why we needed more Divrei Nevi'im in order to counter that Kas. Now the Gemara goes back to talk about a Taras Nedarim. Amravasi, ain't this kakan lelokei Yisrael? You don't need. We would not go to be matir and neder of someone who took a shavua b'shem. Someone who took a shavua b'shem Hashem. We're not interested in undoing that shavua. Chutz mikonam ishti nenesli, unless the person took a shavua against his wife. She ganves kisi v'sheik says bini. He got angry at his wife that she took some money or that she hit one of the children. V'noda shelo ganva v'shelo ikatu. And then he discovered later he was mistaken. She hadn't stolen anything from him. She hadn't hit the child. But he took a shvua b'shem that his wife's not going to get enough from him. So for shalom bayis, we allow undoing such a shvua. We allow being matir such a shvua b'shem. Now the explanation Rav Yosef Engel points out in Galione Hashas is very simple. Why is it that we're not matir a shvua that's b'shem? Is because if you're matir the shvua, then it's okur the shvua meikaro. And if the person said the Shem Hashem, and there was no binding Shvua, it turns out he said the Shem Shamayim Levatala. But But if it's konim ishti, then we are niskakin, because we're what's the worst that could happen? That the Shem Shemayim was said levatala for shalom bayis. We even allowed to erase the Shem Hashem. Like by Sota, we erased the Shem Hashem for shalom bayis. So we're allowed to make it that the Shavuot was taken b'Shem Hashem for the sake of shalom bayis. So it works out that the shalom bayis is important enough that we're willing to do that. So the Gemara brings a maisa that Ravasi paskind exactly what he just taught us. He das oyle kamid Ravasi. There was a woman that came to Ravasi in order to be matir her shavua. Amrullah. So Ravasi says, "B'mayna darta, what lashon did you use when you took your shavua?" It's a shavua, right? The Rush points out over here that a lot of times when we use lashon nedarta, it's lav dafka neder. It's a shavua. So what was your lashon of a shavua? So she said, "Belokei Yisrael, I took a shavua by the God of Israel." So Amrullah, so Ravasi says, "In a darta b'mawi sheikinu bi'alma mizdeke." If you would have taken a shvua with lashon of mohi, which is a kinoi of a shvua, then I would have been matir your shvua, because we are matir shvua without askaras Hashem. But hashtu de lo nadarta b'mohi el b'lokei Yisrael. But now you decided not to use a regular kinoi. You decided to take a shvua by the Shem Hashem. Lo mizdakik nalach. There's nothing I can do for you because we don't want to be matir the shvua. And then it will turn out that you said the Shem Hashem l'shav. You said the Shem Hashem for no reason. So Gemara brings another mice related to this. Rav Kahana, Iklal Be Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana went to the house of Rav Yosef. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Rav Kahana, Lito Marmidi, come, eat something. So Amalei, Rav Kahana said, Lo, I'm not going to eat anything. And not only that, Marikula Lotiv Nale, by God, I'm not going to eat, you know, by the Adonakol, I swear that I'm not going to eat anything. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Rav Kahana, Lo, Marikula Lotiv Nale, by Adonakol, you will not eat anything. So the Gemara understood that Rav Yosef took a Shavua that Rav Kahana will not eat by him. After Rav Kahana took a Shavua, I won't eat by you. Rav Yosef says, yeah, Shavua that you won't eat by me. So I nichol Rav Kahana damar lo marikula. I understand why Rav Kahana took a Shavua that he's not going to eat, because he didn't want Rav Yosef to bother him to keep eating with him. But Rav Yosef, amay amar lo marikula. But Rav Yosef, why did Rav Yosef have to take such a Shavua that Rav Kahana won't eat with him? Says the Gemara, it's not that Rav Yosef took a Shavua that Rav Kahana won't eat with him. Hachiyu de Karmelei, where Rav Yosef was telling us Rav Kahana was a halacha, you just took a shvua b'shem Hashem that you're not going to eat with me. Lo marikulu de Karmet, did you not just say marikula by the Adon HaKol, by the Shem Hashem? Hilkach lo timtolei. And now there's going to be no way out. If you're hungry later and you're going to want to eat, we're not going to be able to do anything about that shvua because you took a shvua b'shem Hashem. Amrav Nachman Hilchasa, Poskim b'charata, v'nizkak l'elkei Yisrael. On the two matters that we've been discussing, we're posach to be matir and neder and a shvua with charata. You don't need a pesach. Charata is good enough. Remember, we had the four opinions. Two said one way, two said the other way. Charata is good enough. And nizkak l'elkei Yisrael. We are matir, even a shvua b'shem Hashem. Unlike what Ravasi taught us, Ravasi says that we don't that we're not matir a shvua b'shem Hashem. And not only that, the Ran points out, even if it was benikitas chefetz, a person took a shvua holding a sefer Torah or seres hadibros, something like that, because the chumrah of a shvua benikitas chefetz is just by shvus adayanim that we do it to frighten the person, but it doesn't make it more of a shvua that you can't do hafara on it. We could be matir mefir a shvua with benikitas chefetz, just so we can be matir mefir. So now the Gemara is going to start telling stories relating to finding a Pesach for a Neder. Mishtabech le-Rav Rav Nachman b'Rav Schora. Rav was praising Rav Schora to Rav Nachman, Dadam Gadol, who telling Rav Nachman, you got to meet this fellow Rav Schora, he's such an Adam Gadol. So Rav Nachman said, Kishiyav Eliyadcha, V'yel Yadi. Next time he comes, I'd love to meet him. Bring him to me. So Avale Nidra le-Mishra, Rav Schora had a Neder that he needed to be Matir. Also the commander of Nachman, so he came to Rav Nachman to be Matir the Neder. So Rav Nachman was looking for a Pesach for the Neder. Amalei Nadarta Daita Da'achi. So he said, did you take the Neder even al Das X? Amalei In. He said, yeah, I thought of that. Adaita Da'achi, even al Das Y? In, yeah, I thought of that too. So Kama Zimnin, he kept on trying to come up with a new way to be Matir the Neder. Ikbid Rav Nachman saw that. He took such a foolproof Neder. Rav Nachman got upset at him. Why are you taking such strong Nedarim that you can't be Matir? So Amalei, Rav Schora, he said to Rav Schora, Zila Kilach, go to your house. Navag Rav Schoru, Pasach Piskel Nafshe. Rav Schoru went out from Rav Nachman and he found a Pesach for himself, because it says in Pirkei Avos, Rebbe Yomer, Ezu Derech Yishar Shiyavar Lo Adam, what's the proper path a person should choose for himself? Kol Shi Tiferes Lo Seha, anything that that is a praiseworthy thing for the person who does it, meaning that a person acts that way, it's inherently good, and v'teferes lo min ha'adam, and other people see it as good, and they praise him for that. So Rav Schoru said, had I known that Rav Nachman would be so upset at me, that Rav Nachman would like banish me to my house because he'd be so upset that I took these kinds of nedarim, that I never would have taken a neder under that pretext. V'ashadik, but Rav Nachman adai tadachi lo nadri v'shar l'nafshe. Now that I see that Rav Nachman is so upset about my neder, so then it's obviously not the derech yishara sheyavar lo adam, and therefore I would not have taken such a neder. And based on that Pesach, he was matir his neder l'chora al yedei chacham. That's machlokes rishonim, whether it's al yedei chacham or he's able to be matir neder by himself. Pashtus is the Ran writes and the Rush writes that it was al yedei chacham, because it says we darshan that later on in the Masechta that a Talmid Chacham is not allowed to be matir nidrei atzmo. Okay, Beis Hashem, will continue with more stories of finding a Pesach to be matir and neder tomorrow with Rabbi Shimon Berevi. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.